This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Eternal God, our Father, we thank You. And here we are in Your presence, knowing we don't deserve it. Yet You allowed us this moment and space to give You glory, to give You praise, just to bask in Your goodness. Lord, how great You are. You've done it again. You gave us a day we do not deserve. Yet through Your sovereign grace, You allowed us this time. And for that, we say thank You. We admit, God, there's nothing at the end of the day. We have nothing else going on for us but You. And as long as we have You, we know everything is already all right. God, we ask now that You forgive us where we may have fallen short of Your glory, Mr. Mark, sinned against You and Your Word. Forgive us, Lord, and we pray You give us mercy to get ourselves together. Forgive us, Lord, for taking You for granted and mishandling You, mishandling Your people, mishandling Your gifts. Forgive us, Lord, when we knowingly or unknowingly just take You for granted. Help us to see ourselves by Your Spirit and by Your light. Lord, we ask now that You receive our worship thus far. If it is pleasing unto You, dear Lord, we pray Your blessing upon us just as we have worshiped You on today. We pray it's been a pleasant aroma in Your nostrils, that You are pleased with what we've given You from a sincere and pure heart. I pray, God, we didn't give You half. I pray we didn't give You partial. I pray we didn't give You phony worship and praise thus far. We pray, God, that everything we've said or done has been authentic unto You out of a pure and loving heart. And we ask, God, You bless us today. And now, God, as You have heard from us concerning how we feel about You, now we need to hear from You concerning how You feel about us. And God, we thank You for this opportunity just to hear from You. I pray, God, that You have sent me on assignment to share what You have this people to know. And I pray, God, that You will speak with my mouth, think with my mind. I yield myself to You, Holy Spirit, saying, have Your way. Speak, O God, we are listening. And I pray, God, that when You're done speaking, I'll be done speaking. But until You are done, don't let me be quiet. Help me, O God, to hear what Your Spirit is saying. Help us to be receptive to what Your Spirit is saying to us at this hour. And we pray now, God, that You will remove any spirit unlike Yours, the sleepy spirit, the angry spirit, the malicious spirit, the heavy spirit, be removed from this place in the heart, that we might be alert and aware and excited to receive from You on today. Whatever spirit unlike You, by Your power, by Your Spirit, remove it now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that lives will be changed, souls will be saved, and destinies shall be altered. And God, we've seen You do so much already. We're going to go ahead and give You praise in advance for how much better we're going to be, how much higher we're going to go, because You're God and You're just like that. And we just give You glory and honor. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord one more time. If you're thankful for another day, show the Lord your appreciation. Another day. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. God bless you. Good morning. What a blessing it is to be here and amongst the living on today. God has said yes to us being here one more time. And for that, we tell Him thank you. Amen. To all of our ministers and to all of our ministry leaders and to all of you who are assembled here, those in our virtual space. We thank God for Your presence with us on today. And we say once again, Happy Father's Day to all fathers, those who stand in the gap as a father. Come on, give it up for our fathers. Amen. 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 Father's Day is an interesting day for a lot of reasons. And I'm not going to be messy today. But it's an interesting day today for a lot of reasons. If you want to know why, I'll tell you later on. But today is very interesting for a lot of reasons. We come today on assignment to share a word the Lord has laid on my heart, and I pray that you pray with me and pray for me as I have to do something very difficult and do something very unpopular. I've got to do something very strange in this time that we're living in. My assignment is to empower men. And that's not what people want to hear today. That's not what we want. We want to beat our brothers down and kill them dead and complain about them. And I'm trying not to pastor like I want to. Some of us can't even worship because you're mad at a man today. And you're heavy on worship because you're so mad at a man that you can't even celebrate what God has done. We came, some of you sisters came with it on you, on assignment to kill any empowerment for a man. But Mother's Day, we packed the place. Boutonnieres and corsages and hats. But our brothers, that's why we so mad at him. We don't even want him to be empowered. So I got to do something unpopular today. And I started to do something interesting. I'm not going to do it. Brothers, all I need you to do, all men and males, just pay attention to what God is saying to you today. If you could just do that for me. I almost go ask you to come sit these front two seats, but I ain't going to ask you to do that because I was going to ask the sisters to stand behind and pray. But that ain't the climate today. So I'm going to have to trust me as I trust y'all. Y'all with me? Luke chapter 5. I got to try to draw some fresh water from an old well on today to try to empower you. And then sisters are going to empower you as well. It's a word for all of us, but more closely I need to minister to men today because there is an assignment God has for us that I don't know if we pay attention to. It's got, brothers, what God is telling us, we got to go to another level. Amen, it's time to go to another level. Being normal and ordinary is not your call. You can't just be one of the boys. You are called to be a man of God. You're not just called to be a regular guy. You're not just an employee. You're not just a daddy, not just a husband. You are a man of God. And my assignment is to lift you and I to another way of thinking, whether they applaud you or not, whether they say thank you or not. It's time for us to hear from God for the first time in a long time. Luke chapter 5. I want to commence reading at verse number 1. You got to say, I got it. Need more time, say, wait for me. All right, we cooking then. Luke chapter 5, well, I'm again reading at verse number 1. The scripture reads, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, I've done it my way all night, and doing it my way haven't got it, so your way surely won't work. And so doing it my way didn't get it, but I'm going to try your way because I trust your word. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me. I can't handle this. This is too much for me. For I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. Somebody say, expert men. Expert men. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Say amen for the word of God. Amen. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. With a few of your amens, if you got them, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I want to talk for a few moments about the making of a godly man. The making of a godly man. Thank God for mother. Thank God for Father. Thank God for their consummation. Thank God for them coming together, however the circumstance, and bringing you and I to pass. If we're using a biblical term, your mother or father knew each other. And they knew each other so well that here you and I came to pass. And I believe today that there is, it matters not the circumstances, none of you are a mistake. None of you are an accident. God had a divine plan for your life, for you being here. And sometimes we let, based on the circumstances, we tend to think we don't have any purpose because of the circumstances by which we came to pass. Everybody didn't come up and was not brought forth in a two-parent household, mom, dad, a dog, and a cat, and a goldfish, and a picket fence. Some of us came to pass by some difficult circumstances. Yet, because God is so sovereign, God is so powerful, God still had a plan for you and I, that no matter the circumstance, here you are still with a breath in your body, with a purpose and a plan for your life. And we understand today that we are called, and then we don't want to get too deep into the debate today, but I just believe today, family and friends, that a man ought to be a man, and a woman ought to be a woman. Yes, woman came from man, and while I'm parked there, let me park parenthetically right there just for a moment, pitch my tent there for a second. There is no such thing, if we're going to do Bible and do Bible right, there is no such thing as a gender battle. For a woman came from man, and a woman came out of him and is a part of him, and God said that you shall be one flesh. So if that's the case, why am I fighting with myself? To fight with a woman and a woman to fight with a man and be about who it is, that's really fighting against yourself. So we ought to stop killing each other and beating each other down about the role we serve and start thanking God for the relationship we have, because as part of the family of God, we are a part of one another. So if I beat you down, I'm beating myself down. If I'm condemning you, I'm condemning me. So we ought to learn how to come together, because we're all a part of the family of God. I know y'all don't like that, because we want to look at what a man ought to be, and you don't know what a man ought to be. Only God and another man can teach a man what he ought to be. There are some things about a woman that you can teach a man about how to treat a woman, but when it comes to being a man, ought to be a man somewhere in his life to teach him how to be a man. Then like ought to be a woman to teach somebody how to be a woman. But I digress. But I believe that a man ought to be a man. But the problem we have today, beloved, is that if we're going to be what God called us to be, brothers, we can't be what Daddy said to be. It's time out for being what tradition said to be. It's time out for what society said to be. Because if you're paying attention to the world we live in, society done changed some stuff. And what's acceptable to society is not acceptable into the power of God. What's acceptable in the world is not acceptable according to the word and the will of God. And we got to be very careful, brothers, that we don't lose our place and don't lose our position and don't lose our power trying to be like the world. I'm calling today for some brothers who don't mind saying, I'm going to be what God called me to be. I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to stand in the presence of God and hear from God and be a godly man, not just a good man. I want to be a godly man. The steps of a good man are ordered by God. And I come today to give some good news to a brother that it's time to not take our rightful place, be in our rightful place, because you don't have to take some that's already yours. I wish I had somebody today who can thank God that I already got the power. When I wake up in the morning, I got power. The biggest mistake that the devil made is letting you wake up in the morning, because you might just find purpose. You might just find a plan for what God has for your life. So today, brothers, our assignment, if you're willing to hear it, is to let God with your mustache, with your income, with your ego, and with your pride. I ask you to do me a favor. Y'all say y'all be with me. I want all of us for a moment to let God make us. I want to know anybody. I know some of y'all, some older brothers, feel like you ain't got enough to do. Oh, yeah, you do. You still got breath in your body. That means God ain't through with you yet. There's some old men who's supposed to teach some young men, and young men supposed to learn from old men. And it's time out for being quiet and being stupid and being crazy. It's time for men to be the men of God. But we can't do it unless God makes us. Y'all ain't ready for this. I already see it's going to take a turn, so let me get back to teaching now. Our text today is tailored to teach us a few things concerning how God made men who he had a plan for.
Now, this is interesting because he didn't take every man. Certain men that the Lord had a plan for, that he had introduced himself to earlier, but the verse number one says, and it came to pass. Y'all missed. I'm going to try it again. They had already heard and known something about Jesus, but they have not yet made a commitment. Now, verse 1 says, and it came to pass. Y'all shut down. I'm going to come back over here. They had already met him. This guy, Simon, that we talked about, Jesus had already been in his home. Healed his mother-in-law. They had already seen him do some things, heard his teaching, but they have not yet made a commitment. But now, Luke chapter 5, verse number 1, and it came to pass. What am I telling you? Now is your time. No more playing around, trying to hang with God. Now it's time for you to let God hang with you. I lost you, brothers, because watch this. It's interesting because Simon has let Jesus come into his house, but he hadn't let him come into his heart. And I might be talking to some brothers who say they know about Jesus, and you've actually asked him to come pay some bills. You've asked him to come heal your body, and he's done some stuff for you personally, but you have not yet committed yourself to him. See, what happened was, what I'm trying to tell you, they saw Jesus a few times, and went back to what they were doing. Amen. They went to church Sunday, gave him some time, but didn't give him them. And when church was over, after we reach up, reach out, reach in, go back to what I was doing. Text said that these brothers had gone back fishing. That was their profession. And if you're not careful, brothers, you'll think their profession is purpose. You'll think that all you are is the money you make and what you do for a living. Matter of fact, society, people will put on you that you're no more than your check. That's why it's important to hear from what God has to say about you, because if you hear from others, sometimes they'll base what they need from you. And when you no longer can supply what they want or need from you, you'll be feeling like you have no purpose. And then you get disgruntled, mad. Y'all told me I was a provider. And now I don't have any money, you don't talk to me. You went and found somebody else. Y'all said I was important at the time, but I wasn't able to come through. And now all of a sudden, I don't matter anymore. You overlook me and get somebody else. But I thought I had a purpose. And so today we got to understand, brothers, you are more than the money you provide. You are more than your sexual prowess. Because for some, it's getting late in the evening. The sun is almost down. There is snow on the roof, but the chimney. I'm trying to help some brothers here who are insecure. And insecurity is creeping in because there was a day I was a bad boy. And now life done kept life, and now I'm a mad man. Because now I tie my identity based on what I can do. But what if you can't do that anymore? Do you still not have purpose? And if you let society tell you that a man should be able to do that. A man should be able to have this. A real man ought to have a 401k. A real man ought to have two or three cars. A man ought to be able to do this. But what has God said about you? And so it's interesting to me that God, Jesus does something interesting for these brothers. He shows up on their job, not at church. Because they didn't been to his house, but now it's time for him to go to their job. Oh, Lord. And we begin today, beloved, if y'all got a little time. I know y'all mad, but if y'all got a little more time to talk to me, I just want to have a conversation with you. The making of a godly man begins, number one, watch this. It's going to shout me. It ain't going to shout y'all. It's going to shout me. It begins with an empty endeavor. Bible says, and it came to pass that Jesus showed up by the Lake Genesaret, or the Sea of Galilee, and he sees two ships by the wayside, but watch this, they're empty. Amen. He sees two ships that are designed to have either a fish or fishermen in them, but he looks at these ships and sees them empty. He sees something that has a design, but they're not operating what they ought to be designed for. I'm going to try it again. Jesus shows up because the people are pushing him to hear more of his message, but the ones he want to use to give the message haven't gotten the message yet. So he says, I'm going to use a miracle to bring about a message so they can be a part of the message I want to give. Y'all will catch up sometime this week. So he shows up and sees two ships by the Lake of Genesaret, but it's something special about these ships, and what's special about them is that they're empty. I'm trying to get somewhere, but I think y'all don't know if y'all feeling me. They are designed to have fishermen in them. They're fishing boats. So there'll be a fisherman somewhere in the boat. And if the fisherman is in the fishing boat, guess what ought to be in the boat with them? Some fish. But when Jesus shows up this next day, he finds something that ought to have some in it, empty. And I believe today, brothers, God has shown up on Sunday morning, June 15th, 2025, and he sees some ships sitting up in Zion this morning, but unfortunately, Jesus done showed up and he sees some ships empty. No praise, no passion, no zeal, no word, no happiness, no encouragement, empty. But here's what I love. Don't you know if the Lord is sovereign, he already knew it was empty when he showed up? Guess what? Y'all say what? That's how he wanted it. Because guess who's getting ready to fill it up? I need to encourage some brother today who was broken, who was dealing with a silent storm, who's dealing with a struggle. He don't feel like he can tell nobody because he'll get accused. He'll get maimed. He'll get beat down if he tell the truth, that he's afraid, that he's got that confidence, that he's going through trouble. He don't know about finance. He don't know about his health. I come to encourage some brother who's feeling empty. Keep opening your eyes because the Lord is getting ready to fill your ship again. He's getting ready to give you back your joy, get back your praise, get back your power, get back your ministry. Just because it was empty now, it won't be empty later on. Somebody say hallelujah. I like that, y'all. Watch this. Sometimes it's okay to be empty, as long as you got the right person filling it up. Yes, Lord. If I had time, I'd talk about that. Look here, he says he sees two ships that are empty. And the fishermen are not in the boat. They're somewhere washing their net. Look when the Lord shows up. Can I tell you something that's going to make you feel crazy? What do you do with a God who shows up after you failed? Here's what I love about God. Brothers, y'all still listen to your boy? Watch what I want to tell you. I need you to hear me like you never heard me. People leave you when you fail. But God shows up. When you can't provide no more, people will leave you. But when you can't provide no more, God will come and give you more. So don't get hung up on who leave you in your season of lack. Start looking forward to who God brings when you ain't got nothing and God ready to rebuild again. I don't need somebody who with me on the mountaintop. I need people who love me enough in the valley. And can somebody thank God that he's the same God on the mountain, the same God. They failed. Then the Lord shows up. He don't show up in success all the time, brothers. So that means today that a promotion ain't always a sign of God. Getting some kind of a recognition award is not the sign of God's success. Sometimes a sign of God showing up is when you hit rock bottom. Because let's tell the truth, brothers. Let's tell the truth to ourselves. That's the only time we listen. Sometimes God let me and you hit it hard on the bottom, because as long as things going well, we don't need God. We don't need to talk to God. But mess around and get some probation on you. Mess around and get two strikes on you. Mess around and get fired enough. Mess around and get laid off enough. Sooner or later, you going to understand God is God. Mm-hmm. And God will let us brothers hit rock bottom so we'll finally hear him. He waits till your ship is empty so he can fill it with what he want to fill it with. Because you've been thinking you don't need him that much. Just as long as he'll stop by your house, just as long as he can go to the tabernacle every now and then, he won't bother me. But can't you feel God bothering you still, brothers? He just won't leave you alone. He'll do something for you in your rock bottom that you won't see in your mountaintop. And I thank God today that I got a God who will love me when I feel like I failed. I wish I had a witness in the house that it's not always when things go well that I find God. In the midst of my storm, I'll find a God who will show up and hold me and will keep me from doing danger. There were some suicidal thoughts I had, but God showed up. There was some stuff I was going to do to myself, but God showed up. Some destructive decisions I was going to make, but the Lord showed up. Is there anybody in Zion who can thank God that God will show up and say, no, I got a plan bigger than what you can see. I got a plan and a purpose for you bigger than what you know. Don't judge it by what you see. Now I got some of your not yet. Lord have mercy. It's an empty endeavor. And the Bible said these brothers have fished all night, but you missed your shot again, brothers. Not only do you have an empty boat that the Lord getting ready to fill, but you got some clean nets. Bible said that the brothers are some of the fishermen or some on the wayside cleaning their net. Y'all missed your shot. Because see, a fisherman ain't no sin. You got to get yesterday's trash out of it. And some of us can't get what God wants because we got the trash of yesterday, the trash of last year, what somebody said about you, your mistakes from the past. Can I tell you something, brothers, that the sisters ain't going to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you. You have outlived every mistake you made. Can I tell you how I know? Look at yourself. You're in God's presence. And I'm going to be honest, y'all ain't going to tell the truth. I know good and doggone well I don't deserve God's presence. The things I've thought, the things I've said, the stuff I've done, and God still gave enough mercy and let me be in his house today. Lord, I thank you because it could turn around today. Here it is. Now, I love this because they don't know what they're doing, but the Lord knows what they're doing. They are cleaning their nets, they think, because if you let the net in this day, if you let the kind of net that they were using in this day, if you let it get without getting the trash out, it'll mess up the net. Because sometimes fishing, brothers, y'all ain't gonna tell the truth, but I gotta still do it. You pick up the wrong stuff. I thought I had a real brother in here. But every now and then when you go fishing, you pick up more than fish. I wish I had somebody who don't mind being honest and saying, every time I fish, I came up out of there and some stuff was in my net that got caught up. And if I don't get rid of it, it ain't gonna get rid of me. So I got to get to a point in my life that if I want to keep on failing, I got to clean my net. I got to get rid of that terrible relationship. These people who don't mean me no good. That habit I need to get broken. That issue I need to get handled. Thank God he gives me time to clean my net. Can anybody give God praise that he don't just get rid of you? He gives you time and space to clean your net. You ain't always been where you are now. God let you clean your net. If people knew some of the trash that's been in your net, if people knew some of the stuff you done picked up along this journey, they wouldn't sit next to you. Sometimes you pick up some trash people throw in the water. And some stuff just jumped in your net. It wasn't a fish. It just wanted to be caught. I wish I had. Some stuff just wanted to ride. And it jumped in your net just to get out of it. And you got to know your net was not designed for foolishness. It's designed for fish. So I ask you today, Examine your net. Examine your heart. And when you examine your heart, you're going to realize it ain't them. My net got too much trash in it. I ain't let that go yet. How can you fish for what God wants and hold on to what the world told you? Looking for today's blessing with yesterday's trash. But a man holding me down. No, pull your pants up. Fill out an application. Look him in the eye and say, sir, I would like to be an employee at your establishment. I believe I possess the necessary qualities that will be an addition and a help to your encounter. I think I got the skills and the necessary know-how. I can be an addition and not a subtraction. Thank you, sir. Man, you want a job? It's whatever, bro. You got too much trash. That's trash. That's trash. Man, you know what I'm saying, man. No, he don't know what you're saying. Too many of us got yesterday's trash in our net. Church brothers, that stuff Papa and Daddy taught us, some trashy stuff. You and I are called to love our wives and our children as Christ loved the church. If you're putting your hand on her in ways other than affection, that's trash. It don't matter how good y'all looking matched up at church, if you beating her down and talking stupid to her at the house, you ain't worth 15 cents either, and you need God to clean your net too. It's time out for faking stuff for the public, and then you're living miserable in private. You got a wife that come home and cook for you and clean for you and halfway look at you and smile. You ought to be thanking God because it's rough out there in them streets. And if she don't do right, God gonna handle her, but you always do the right thing. Get that trash out your heart. Just because you're a man don't mean you are the Lord. Now, if you live like a king, she'll treat you like one. Just because I'm a man, I don't beat nobody down. Because, see, real authority, I ain't got to show it. I walk in it. Yeah. See, when you come into the room and you got God's power, you ain't got to say nothing. The king is here. When you show up, they know the king is here. They know he ain't to be played with. They know there's somebody right there because he's walking in God's power. If I got to tell everybody how great I am, it's too much trash in your net. They were cleaning their nets. They think they're trying to get ready. They're trying to clean out stuff so their net won't get messed up. They don't know that God preparing to bless their net again. See, that's why it's important, brothers, to learn how to let it go. You got to learn how to let it go. See, we always think the women are the ones who can't let stuff go. Brothers, I come to serve you. Notice, we have a problem letting stuff go, too. We just don't exhibit it the way the women do. But we sometimes just as petty. I better leave that alone. Because, see, when we're so ego-driven, it can easily be broken. And when you break our ego, man, we ain't, ooh. Look at the brothers looking at me. Hey, man, look. Begins with an empty endeavor. Let me hurry. Your brothers, y'all brothers. But go, all right, we're up now. All right. But watch this, y'all. I'm promising. I'm telling you this. If we do this God's way, the women go line up. Amen. Amen. A real woman go respect a real man. Amen. So think about what a godly woman will see when she see a godly man. You can't force it. You got to accept it and walk in it. And part of the stuff we got to get out of our net is these women who look godly. See, we got to look at this thing both ways. It's not just women who get fooled by pretenders in church. Men get food. I believe it's alone, Shanice. But, you know, I'm a godly man. I'm a man of God. But I don't want to talk about church everywhere. And sometimes people think you're impressed when they talk, ooh, Jesus. I'm trying to watch the game. I don't want to talk about Jesus right now. But people think that's impressive when they say all this Jesus stuff just because I'm a preacher. When I get the benediction, I'm going to go home. I don't want to look at no Hebrew or no Greek or no Aramaic. I'm trying to help you sisters who are trying to be too deep. If you got a husband at home, that's home. You come here to go to church. Don't take church home like that. That man don't want to hear all that. Because he the devil, you the fool that married him. So you're Mrs. Devil. Devil Junior. Devilette. Devil Dog. Because you made the decision and thought you gonna change him. God changes a man, not you, not your Bath and Body Works, not your Victoria's Secret, not your white diamond for you others. Listen, somebody helping me. Somebody helping me over there. Listen, it's an empty endeavor. But then secondly, y'all's got to be an essential exchange. Text says, Jesus shows up and does not see just an empty boat. He sees a pulpit. Try it again. The boat is empty, which means now it's available for other use. Brothers, can you trust God enough that even while you fail doing it your way, that God will now take your boat and do something different with it? Do you have opening in your heart to let the Lord come in and do something in your life? Jesus gets on Simon's boat and says to him, just move out just a little bit, so everybody can hear me. What do you do when God want to talk to you and talk to everybody else using what you've been used for something else? What happens when God changes your situation and starts fooling with you? But watch this. Here's what I love about God. God will talk to you while everybody else sees you as a failure. Amen. See, some of us don't want to go back to the boat because it was a reminder of what didn't work for me. Amen. Some of us don't want to go back to that job, don't want to go back to that situation because it's what didn't work. And I only want the good part of life. But if you want to be God's man, you got to learn how to handle the hills and the valleys. Twist and the turns. And look how God will take valleys and use you to bring victory. Now, here's what I love. If God will show up to a failing boat, he'll show up to a failing brother. It shows me, y'all, it's not too late for God to show up in your life and turn around. I don't care what the lawyers say, what the judge say, what the doctor say. If you still have breath in your body, the Lord says, just give me your boat. Give me your life. Show up, let me show up in your heart and let me talk to you and everybody else. Jesus uses this failing man's boat and gives a word of teaching. Then says, Peter, watch this. Don't jump ship. Now, you got to be honest here, because Peter and James and John and Andrew, they are fishermen. They know what they're doing. Well, if you know what you're doing, why it ain't working? See how quiet y'all got on me right there? Because, see, we tend to think we work so hard to be experts at everything. What happens when the experts are no longer experts? Brothers, can I help y'all? Y'all, we still cool, right? Can I help you with something? Sometime, one of the best things you can say to let God come in and take over, I don't know. Amen. But see, our ego, this machismo, We got to have the answer. And sometimes the answer is wrong as two left shoes. I wish I had a witness. I see brothers all the time. You don't really know, but you make up something so that everybody keep coming to you like you got the answer, because a man ought to have answers. Sometimes a real man, a godly man, I don't know, but I'll try to find the answer. One thing we can tell our children, our ladies, our community, we don't know the answer, but we know who has it. See, our problem is, brothers, we're going to God after. We need to go to God before. Y'all done got quiet. We want to have a meeting. We want to have a rally. We want to come against stuff and ain't talk to God about it. He tells Peter, don't leave your boat because I got a plan for it. And I don't have a plan for your boat. I got a plan for you. But you can't jump ship, because it don't make sense to jump ship and it's got your name on it. There are some things, y'all, they don't want the preacher to do, because the preacher got his own boat. We all got our own boat that we got the Lord take over. Mm-hmm. Notice now in our text says they got some partners. You got brothers who all going through something. And stop being ashamed about going through something, because if you open your mouth and open your heart, you'll find other brothers going through something too. See, the world tell us a man don't say nothing, don't talk his feelings. That's not proper. If Jesus could cry, and you Jesus' boy, and you can't cry? Let me tell you something. Jesus struggled with emotions. Jesus said, Lord, if it be possible, take this cup from me. I'm a man, I got it. No, man, you ain't got it. Sometimes that cup is bitter. But sometimes God want to see, or you go trust him to tell the truth. We got to get rid of this stigma in our community. I don't mind y'all knowing. I got a Bible and a therapist. See how y'all, see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? I got a Bible and somebody to talk to concerning life. And I ain't shaming y'all. And no, I ain't crazy no more than I already was. She certified me too. Is something wrong with you? Well, I accept that. But I got somebody to talk to. Brothers, you need to have somebody to talk to concerning the trauma that you're dealing with in your life. If you don't think the wife can handle it, the children, talk to somebody concerning your trauma and stop trying to handle it yourself. Oh, no, man, we don't do that. I'm black. I don't have problems. Last time I checked, problems ain't got no color attached. But we let people tell us that you don't need to talk to anybody. Why do you think otherwise? Get in trouble, Ham. I know I'm on the air. Why do we have women's ministry but not men? You know why? Because we refuse to open our hearts. Now, we can hook up and do some work and do some and grilling and all that, but when it comes to breaking down, being in God's presence, and talk to one another about fears, apprehensions, issues, we won't do it because it make us look weak. But your Bible says when you are weak, he's strong in you. But until you confess that you're weak, you'll never get God's power at work in your life. It's not being a punk to cry. It's not being a punk to admit. It's not being a punk to show emotion. It's been a real godly man. If you got a Savior who can cry and you can't cry, what's going on with your soul? I don't care, get mad. I'm a man, I'm cool. No, you're not cool. You're going home broken. Beat down. And telling Michelob all your problems. Bud Light all your problems. Telling crack all my problems. Telling weed all my problems. Fentanyl all my problems. And all we got to do is exchange our boat. And let the Lord come take over. And here's what I love about it. Because they are expert fishermen, but Jesus is a carpenter. You trying to fish, he trying to build. I wish I had somebody who don't mind letting God come build. Lord, you're not an expert at what I do, but I know you got enough sense to build. So, Lord, build up my faith, build up my mind, build up my character, build up my integrity. Lord, build it. Lord, it's an essential exchange. In 30, you find an extraordinary encounter. Text says, he says, push out a little further. You're fishing too narrow. I don't think y'all heard me. I want you to go to the place of your failure and then go further. Because maybe the reason you fail is because you're not going far enough. You're trying to go where everybody else go. I'm trying to be one of the boys. But you don't understand something. It's something different about your boat now. The Lord done showed up in it. And the Lord ain't just showed up in your boat. He done spoke in your boat. And anywhere God's word will take you, God's word won't take you where his works can't sustain you. I wish I had a real witness that God will never make you shame for trusting him. He never makes you look like a clown for trusting him. I got to walk by the word of God. And even when it don't make sense, I trust God's word to work in my life. Anybody lived it? I need some witnesses, because somebody ain't believing. I got a brother who ain't believing this today. I need some real witnesses. Sisters, help me out too. Is there anybody who knows that even when it don't make sense, I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, and in all my ways I acknowledge him, and every day of my life he directs my path. I have houses I can't afford, money I don't know how I got, sustain I don't know how I feel like, healed don't have make sense when you trust God at his word. Yeah. Hey, if some of y'all look let good sense take over, you wouldn't be here today. A doctor said no, but God's word says yes. A lawyer said no, but God's word says yes. People said no, but God's word said yes. Let me quit. Move out further. Watch this. Are y'all listening to me, brothers? Y'all still with me? He says, go further now. Because, see, part of your problem is you got a face which you couldn't fix. Face it now and then get past it. Because you can't get past it till you face it. And then he gives you power to get away from it. Y'all missed it. He says, go further. You thought, see, here's what failure will make you do. Here's what the enemy will make you do. He'll make you think, if I failed at this stage, ain't no more lake left. I'm going to try one more time. He says, if you stay right there where you failed, you'll think, ain't no more lake. But if you go further, you will find more lake, and you might find more fish. Somebody's word today is you have not seen anything yet. Maybe the problem is you got to go beyond where everybody else go and do what's never been done before, because that's what real vision is. That's what real joy is. That's what real power is, trusting God to do what has not been seen before, has not been done before, has not been experienced before. Does anybody trust God to see something I've never seen, to feel something I never feel, to experience something I never experienced? Don't you know he can? Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think. Go further. Launch out into the deep. And then watch this. Y'all listening? Let down what let you down. The last time I had this net, it let me down last night. Last time I tried to come to church and read the Bible, it seemed to let me down. Last time I apologized to somebody who broke my heart, it still let me down. Last time I tried to get that job, it let me down. Last time I tried to get that loan, it let me down. But this time it's different. Watch this. The fish didn't change. Your faith did. Who is God talking to up in here on today? You don't need situation to change. All you need is a change, focus, and faith, and God will talk to whatever trying to block you and make it give it up anyway. Let down will let you down. The last time they had that net, those nets let them down. Because they caught, he says, Simon says, Father, Lord. Ain't that something? No, Master, Lord, Teacher. Now, how you go call him that and you ain't committed to him? That's for free. Then he says, we toiled all night. We worked at it all night. And the net they use should only be used at night because the nets can be seen in the daytime. I'm going to try it again. The nets that Peter used, it was not a net that we know today. They didn't use no reel and rod. They didn't use a net that you go scoop it up. It was a net that had to be let down, and it had two different apparatuses of nets, and it's supposed to catch the fish and get caught up in the net. But you got to have something that could camouflage it, and the nets could only be seen, they could be seen in the daytime, but they couldn't be seen at night. So they felt like not only was it the right thing to do, it wasn't the right time to do it. Try it again. Not only was it not the right thing to do, it was also a troubling time. Because Simon tells him, we have done it all night. And we didn't catch anything. According to our expertise, according to what we've researched, according to what we know, according to our effort, according to what studies show, according to what people do, we did the way you're supposed to do it, and we didn't catch nothing. Because we did it with the right time, we had the right technology, and we didn't catch nothing. So what are you going to tell us different? Because we done executed everything we know to catch fish. We did the work. So sure that we couldn't figure it out. I got quiet again. Surely if my research and my thinking ain't work, God, it probably can't be done. Because we're experts. We know what we're doing. And you're asking us to do something that violates what's normal. You're trying to upset our own norm by asking us to do something at the wrong time and doing something we really don't feel like doing because I'm still frustrated from trying to do it last night. And it's too soon to ask me to go right back out there again and then do it at the wrong time. I'm teaching Ben, y'all saying amen. Don't make sense to do it that way, but Simon got more sense than some of us because at least Simon said, nevertheless. See how y'all shut down? There needs to be a nevertheless testimony somewhere in your life. I heard what they said. Nevertheless. I know what it looks like. Nevertheless. It don't feel good, but nevertheless. Because I got a funny feeling by now. If the Lord is with me in it, the Lord will bring me through it. Why would God send you somewhere he couldn't bless you in? Y'all missing something here. I want to tell you something. There's so much in this text, I got to let y'all go, though. Listen, y'all. You see, it's not just you who need to know who God is. It's some of them fish. It's some of that stuff running from you that need to understand who God is. It's some of that stuff coming against you who need to know who God is. It's some of them enemies talking about you who need to know who God is. It need to be some of them naysayers around us who need to know who God is. There ought to be somebody to give a nevertheless. Yeah, Lord, the facts say this, but my faith says nevertheless. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Brothers, sometimes don't let mama pray. You be the king and the lord of the house, and you get everybody, and you get family prayer. And you say, before we go to school and before we go to work, we all go ask God to guide our footstep and guide our heart. You need to be the man and pray about what's going to happen. You be the man and pray in the break room. You be the man and pray on the road. You be the man and say, nevertheless at school, nevertheless at work, nevertheless in the community, nevertheless in City Hall, nevertheless. Do it. Because watch this. We're not at church. And the only time you can pray and give a testimony and trust God is at church. That's why he told him to go further. You got to go to a dimension you're not used to going. You got to, brothers, you got to do what's uncomfortable. You got to do what might look embarrassing. You got to do it where people go point at you and look at you. But guess what? I'm going by nevertheless. And if I keep worrying about what everybody going to say, I'll never move to what God's next dimension. Y'all remember David, King David, 2 Samuel, I believe. And the Ark of the Covenant was returned back to David. The Ark of the Covenant symbolized the presence of God. And it was taken in the house of Obed-Edom for a season, and it was reported to David that the Obed-Edom's house was blessed because of the Ark of the Covenant. And then David realized it was time now to go get that Ark of the Covenant and make it back to God's, to the city of David. And on his way back to the city of David, he was so thankful for getting God's presence back in his life, the Bible says he began to dance. He began to praise God in order for the musician to start playing, in order for everybody to start praising God. And he began to praise God and to bless God and bless God's people with provision. But here's what I like about it. His wife. Whatever you want to call her, Michelle, Michael, whatever her name was, Mrs. David at the time. She up there in the window looking down at David. And she sees the king, and she sees her husband, who is supposed to be a king and a really manly man, coming out of his clothes praising God. And she had the nerve to say to him, you're supposed to be a man of God, and you're supposed to be a king, and you're supposed to be all this and that. And do you realize how you made yourself look? You looking all crazy coming out your clothes, looking like you ain't no man of distinction, looking like you ain't got good sense. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, looking like a fool in front of all them people. You're supposed to be a king, and you praising God like you lost your mind. He said, it was unto God, and it was not unto you. And if you can't handle that, I'm going to be even more undignified than this, because you don't know what the Lord has done for me. You weren't there when the Lord brought me out, so keep your mouth off my testimony. Hey, 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 I got a word for some of you sisters. If you want to see a manly man, I got one for you who don't mind lifting holy hands, who don't mind jumping for joy, because the Lord has been good, and as a real man knows how to worship. Real men worship. Real men pray. Real men trust God. Real men say nevertheless. Let me quit. What I love about that passage, though, brothers, I'm going to bless you. When you worship and trust God, you'll realize who's not for you. Do me a favor, brothers. I ain't got time today. Do me a favor. When you go home, look at 2 Samuel chapter 6. Michael is not called the queen. She's not called David's wife. Even though she's married to him, she's called Saul's daughter. And it wasn't until he worshiped and was on the right path that she started having a problem. Because it revealed who she is and problem with who he is. Because he was sleeping with the enemy. I wish I had somebody who learned how to worship God. It will reveal stuff you wouldn't have known otherwise.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patron meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday,